Galatians, chapter 3. O foolish Galatians, who bewitched you, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was openly set forth crucified? This only I would learn from you, did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now perfected in the flesh? Did you suffer so many things for nothing? If it is indeed for nothing. He therefore who supplies to you the Spirit, and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him for righteousness. Know therefore that those who are of faith, the same are sons of Abraham. And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the good news beforehand to Abraham, saying, In you will all the nations be blessed. So then those who are of faith are blessed with the faithful Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under a curse, for it is written, Cursed is everyone who does not continue in all things that are written in the book of the law, to do them. Now that no man is justified by the law before God, is evident, for, the righteous will live by faith. And the law is not of faith, but, he who does them will live in them. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. That on the Gentiles might come the blessing of Abraham in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Brothers, I speak after the manner of men, though it is but a man's covenant, yet when it has been confirmed, no one makes it void, or adds thereto. Now to Abraham were the promises spoken, and to his seed. He does not say, and to seeds, as of many, but as of one, and to your seed, which is Christ. Now this I say, a covenant confirmed beforehand by God, the law, which came 430 years after, does not disannul, so as to make the promise of no effect. For if the inheritance is of the law, it is no more of promise, but God has granted it to Abraham by promise. What then is the law? It was added because of transgressions, until the seed should come to whom the promise has been made, and it was directed through angels by the hand of a mediator. Now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. Is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid, for if there had been a law given which could bring life, truly righteousness would have been by the law. But the Scripture shut up all things under sin, that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe. But before faith came, we were kept in ward under the law, shut up to the faith which should afterward be revealed. So that the law has become our tutor to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer under a tutor. For you are all sons of God, through faith, in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ did put on Christ. There can be neither Jew nor Greek, there can be neither slave nor free, there can be no male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's, then are you Abraham's seed, heirs according to promise.